Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
You're live on LA Talk Radio. We're so glad to be here with you tonight. And I want to thank the Want Institute for bringing us to be with you each and every week live so you can get in the hot seat with Dr. Pat Allen. Speaking of that, the call-in number is 323-203-0815. And I encourage you to call in so you can get a spot. Remember, our wonderful Ronan of the Switchboard may call you back if you get in our queue and you might not recognize the number. If you've called the show, make sure you pick up so we can talk to you instead of your voicemail. Dr. Allen, you are live.
Yes.
How are you tonight?
I am fine. I am enjoying my life, even if I'm 86 years old.
Awesome. Hey, we have a caller. Are you ready to rock and roll?
I'm ready.
Let's do this thing. Caller, you are live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Oh, there's Brian.
I didn't expect to get on this early, but good for me. So, okay, so I mean, I've got my three that I'm working on, and I really like all of them. And but I
how
had
did
a,
you do last
a
week?
What's that?
How did you do on your date last week? We talked, and you went on a date.
Well, I've had a couple of Zoom dates. Two of them are not super close. They're still in the same state, but it's probably still going to be a few weeks before I meet one of them. And the other one is starting.
A good relationship is based on a good friendship, and friendships don't develop when you hit the rack to have sex immediately and not communicate about your life, your goals, your whatever.
Oh, definitely. And for the most part, we've been doing Zoom dates once a week with both of them. And, you know, one I talked to for 2 hours last night, and she dresses up, which is
really cute.
And then I'm talking to another, and I was hoping to see one in person over the weekend, but that may not happen. But we had a really good conversation on the phone earlier in the week. But
good,
what happened? And this happens to me more, and I know you talk about it more from the women's side, but I'll be interested to hear what you say from my side. So,
well, we had three men on the phone last week, so you're number one this week. I'm inviting everyone with a penis to get on the phone.
That would certainly be good. A great way to learn. So I go to the drugstore. And I look out my windshield, and there's a woman getting out of her car. And, I mean, she is definitely my type. And then I do something.
Men pick with their eyes. Women pick with their ears.
Okay. Well, I'll get to that part. So so I lose track of her, and I wonder if she went in the store. So I walk around, and I find what I need, and I go. And I start to go to check out, and she walks up to me and says, starts to ask a question. I don't know if she said, do you work here, or already went into the question. And I have to say, I said something, but I wish I would have followed it up. What I ended up saying was, no, but if I did, then I'd have an excuse to talk to you. And she didn't say anything. Didn't say anything after that. But also, I didn't follow it up with I want to talk to you. Can I get your number thing? But she didn't respond. So I wasn't sure if the door was open for that or not. So, and I get into situations sometimes too. But
you have the responsibility to pursue.
What did you say?
You have the responsibility. Once you have that chemical attraction, it's your job as a man to move it.
Yes.
Sperms move, eggs sit. This lady moved. She's obviously wanting to trigger a man who's a woman because she's a woman who's a man. And I don't blame her, and that's okay with me. As long as she likes it that way permanently. But too many women act like men and then stop it, and the guy gets confused like you are right now.
Well, I don't think that was the case, because she did think that I think she thought that I worked at the store. I don't know. Are you really masculine if you're asking for, hey, where are the vitamins, you know, what aisle the vitamins are? I really don't know if she's masculine or feminine, but I do know that I started masculine, but I didn't keep it up. And I'm okay with that, since I have a lot of things going on.
For that reason, you've got to see to it that when you spot a lady, you continue the pursuit.
Yes. So what I thought to myself is, why don't I go just to the standard Pat Allen thing, which is stating what I want and then finding out if she's comfortable with that. I might have gotten there, but she didn't give me any verbal response. But I think on the way out, she could have waved to me. I wasn't sure. I was a little disappointed that I hadn't done more. But hey, it was a lesson learned. And where I live, there are plenty of opportunities all the time. But I also have a good amount on my plate too. And keeping track of all that has been a bit of a job as well.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Good.
So that's pretty much the big thing. I did. If I have time for one more question, I wanted to know what your thoughts. It's very quick. What are your thoughts on the movie Duty Dating?
The movie Duty Dating was done by a charming client of mine who is in the business, and I thought it was a wonderful example of an enthusiastic client carrying the message through her industry that I thought was charming. What did you think?
Oh, I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard about it from some of your other old timers, and I think they liked it or didn't like it. Oh no, I think very much liked it, and the idea of, well, she had this one guy she was having sex with, so having sex with the guy is okay because it's in the movie Duty Dating.
Oh, no, what it showed was how it wasn't doing good, and that was just the example of what it looks like to not do good sexually by being free.
Ah, okay. I watched the trailer for it, and I will certainly get around to it sometime, especially
please
since
watch
I know
it
has your official endorsement.
Your review. Will you let me know?
I certainly will. I'm looking forward to seeing it, and I'll tell you how things are progressing. But yes, I am focusing on getting to know all of these people, and in some ways, it's
where
good
did
that
you,
they are.
Where did you find it? How did you get to it?
I met them all at. It's actually called thefun.singles. I think you're supposed to put the in front of fun to get to the right place. But I'm sure if you put in the fun singles, it'll
no,
get
but
to the
where did
the
you
same
see
place.
The movie Duty Dating?
Oh, no. I still haven't saw it, but on YouTube they had a preview of it, so I watched the 2-minute trailer.
So it was on YouTube.
Yes, I believe you can watch the whole movie on YouTube. That's what I was told, but what I saw was the trailer. So good. Yeah, I saw there was a character in there that definitely looked like it was Pat Allen with a different name. But okay, great. Thank you so much for taking me first, and I'll look forward to talking to you more later.
Good, and review the movie.
I certainly will. Okay, have a good week. Goodbye.
You too. Bye.
All right. Thank you, caller. I'll tell you what. He's right. It is actually thefun.singles. So for future reference, and we have another caller.
What's that? That's a Zoom dating service.
Yeah, it's actually called thefun.singles, just so we people are finding the right.
Now, all right. Is that connected to duty dating in any way?
No, it is not. Mm-mm. No.
Okay.
But I'll peek.
It just sounded like it, and I was wondering how that happened. What?
We have a caller right now, and I'll check, Dr. Allen.
Let's do that.
All right. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hello, Dr. Allen. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I do have a question. I had a situation, and I would like to have some feedback about it, about my response in the situation.
What's the situation?
I was on a dating app, new, and there a man met me. He contacted me more, but I'm talking about this one. And he contacted me, and then we started texting and calling and video calls. We did that about 2 or 3 weeks. And then he asked me out. It was very nice contact, very nice communication, both sides. And he was really a gentleman, and he did everything the right way and not going over the top with it in his words or anything. And we had a wonderful date. We had a walk in a very nice area very early in the evening. And everything went well. And,
I haven't heard a problem. I hear a wonderful expression of a great date. Is that what you're calling for?
Yes. What happened is, he told me that he had a child, 16 months old, and his wife left him a year ago, and he left him and the child alone, and he was taking care of the child, and once in a while, the wife came and picked up the child and saw the child.
What has this to do with you?
Nothing. I was just silent because my story is a different one, so I had to process it. And everything went well. We said goodbye, and during the date, he said, "Well, next time we're going to do something nice, and it will be the weather will be more, it will be even better, and everything." And he contacted me the whole evening after the date. And the next evening also, and then he got a bit quiet. And by accident, I saw.
When was the last time you heard from him? When was the last time you heard from him?
Last Sunday, and I at Tuesday.
Sunday is not even a week.
I ran in his social media, and there his social media was open, and it wasn't before. I didn't see anything before, and now I saw a lot of pictures and a lot of information. And there I saw the woman he was engaged with 2 years ago, and then I saw the social media of this woman, and this woman was talking about him all the time, and connecting with him, tagging him, and with the birthday of their child, they were together.
Dear,
the house was together.
Dear, what are you calling me for?
Well, the social media of the woman said they were in a relationship and married. So, what I did, and That's what I would like your feedback for. What I did is...
On what? What would you like my feedback on?
I wrote him a hi-bye letter, and I said to him I was... what I liked about him.
You wrote him a hi-bye letter when you just heard from him?
No, I wrote him a hi-bye letter because I found out he had a wife.
I understand. I thought he told you he had a wife that he'd been split from for a year.
Yes, that he was divorced and she hadn't seen his child almost.
What I'm saying is you didn't have sex with him. You didn't betray their marriage. You simply befriended a man whose wife left him and the baby, kid, whatever it is. And that's just befriending somebody. I know he's not eligible for marriage, but did you have a good time on your duty date?
Yes, I did. But I wrote him the hi-bye letter because he was married. And he says he responded very angry and said, why didn't you ask me about my situation? And then he said,
Wait a minute. You got angry for him, to him, at him, but he told you he was separated from his wife.
Yes, but the social media didn't seem like they were separated.
What did social media do that made you think he was betraying you?
It said the woman was still carrying his name, and her.
He was not legally divorced, but people that are separated have a right, in my world anyway, to have friends that they let know that they're separated. You got mad at him.
No, I didn't get mad at him. He got mad at me because of the hi-bye letter.
Because?
The hi-bye letter.
Did the hi-bye letter say he betrayed you?
Yes.
That's what he's mad at, and I knew it.
Okay. But what I'm going to do now, because he said to me, why didn't you ask? And I said, this is what I felt.
Wait a minute. You didn't have to ask. He told you he was separated from his wife, who left him and their child. What I'm hearing is your man hate. Do you hate men? Was your father a beast?
I'm scared. My father wasn't monogamous.
I've got news for you. He paid for your father, not him. I don't hear that he did anything. Why don't you write him a letter of apology for misjudging him when you knew all along the facts? He hadn't done anything except befriended you. That's all he did.
Okay.
Got it?
Okay. Okay, and what if he's actively in a marriage and not his wife didn't left
what?
Him?
Wait a minute. His being married is none of your business. He hasn't asked you for sex. He hasn't asked you to live with him. What you're doing is punishing him for his polygamy. You're calling him a polygamist like your father. He's not a polygamist. He's a married man with a child, with a woman that left both of them, and that should tell you something about her. And you jumped on him as if he were a polygamist. He's not a polygamist. He did nothing sexual with you.
No.
I would suggest you write a letter of apology for judging him because of your childhood, your father. Tell him about your dad.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I assumed I did something very wrong because that's why I called you. My emotions were a bit in
the
way.
You know what? I got the point. I appreciate you calling me. I appreciate you listening to me tell you when I hear man hate, I rise to the occasion because men are very, very, very sensitive inside. Their soul is the anima. Our soul is the animus. There's never going to be a man as strong as a woman inside. So please, just write him an apology and be friends if you want, or he wants. Friends. No sex. No marriage.
We've lost our caller, Dr. Allen. Yeah, well, I hope she's listening, but we've lost her. So we're going to move on to another caller.
Did I get my message across? Yes.
I believe you got your message across. Yeah, I do. And hopefully, if she didn't hear, she'll be able to listen later. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. I'm kind of curious how to handle a situation I've found myself in.
Thank you for calling.
So I'm just getting out of a relationship that ended.
Why?
He said he just didn't want to be with me. He said there was no chemistry, which is
okay.
Crazy.
How long did you date him?
We were together for 3 months.
Without intercourse?
With.
Okay, so
we met.
Could it possibly have been that he talked you into sex and then left?
I mean, no, not necessarily. Like, this was just to give you a little context of the relationship, we definitely hit the pavement at 100 miles an hour. We were talking about moving in together. We were talking about,
Did you ask him for monogamy, continuity, and long-term marriage goals? And
yes,
he said yes.
And he did, yeah. And
okay.
He had introduced me to
his
parents.
He said, I don't want this. What do you think he discovered about you that he didn't want?
I think, so just to give context, there's a couple issues here. So he is still in
What's
communication
that?
With an ex-girlfriend who he talks to on a semi-regular basis.
So he's not done with the last woman.
And that's what I was trying to explain to him, that I was like, if you're still needing to communicate with her, how can I feel completely safe with you if you aren't willing to cut ties with an old lover? And that's, something he would
say.
He had an
right.
issue.
So what,
he had an issue and he would tell me, you're not
you
fully
took,
present.
Do you understand
so he would get upset
that
with
you
me.
Will take, do you know that you took care of yourself?
I did to a degree, and I think I did myself a disservice as well. But he would get upset with me and he would say, you're not fully present. You're not fully connected. I don't feel connected to you. I don't feel like you're,
You know why
because
he said
not.
That? He's not. Not only that, but you weren't chasing him.
I'm not a chaser.
Pardon?
What do you mean, like, chasing him?
By asking him to sleep over, by asking, did you have sex with him?
We did, yeah.
Okay. And I think he just ate your cherry, picked your, and left. I think you were with a con man.
The problem is that... he's still, there's also, you know, he's, I left. So we'd pretty much, we've been together almost every day, except for when one of us has been traveling, which is typically me. I've had a few trips.
Are you
and then
now
we've
bonded
also had,
to him? Are you bonded to him now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
When was the last time you had sex with him?
Over a week ago. I mean, this is recent. But the problem is
so
like,
what I'm saying
I'm trying
is
to,
you are now friends with Perks.
No, we're not.
Why?
No, we're not. Because we don't have a, there is no relationship between us. Here's the other aspect of it is,
Wait a minute. You had sex with him a week ago.
We broke up a week ago.
And that's the last time you heard from him?
No, he bothers me all the time. Like I posted on
what
social media.
What does he bother
and
you for? What does he bother you for?
He couldn't get a hold of me over the weekend because I had gone camping and he thought that I had blocked him. So he was really just, you know, sent me a bunch of messages about I'm a fitness competitor and he had helped me. He's also a fitness competitor and a coach, and he had helped me with building out like my proper supplementation so I can maintain my hormonal balance.
He was training you to be his lover. May I suggest that you do not respond to him?
Do I just not respond, or do I have a conversation and say, I need space from you? Because for me, the problem is like
was
my
a
head
high
and my heart
bye letter. I would rather it were a high bye letter. Do you have his address?
I do. Yeah, I basically was living in his apartment for the last 3 months. So.
Okay, do you want me to give you the formula for the hi-bye letter?
Yes, I would love that.
Do you have pen and paper?
I have a laptop in front of me.
Okay. The first paragraph, it's five paragraphs. The first paragraph is everything you liked about him during your love affair.
Okay.
The second paragraph is the pain of him dumping you as if you didn't want him.
Okay.
The third paragraph is, I wanted you very much.
Okay.
But I do not believe you want me for anything but sex.
Okay.
I will not date you unless you and I are monogamous. Unless you contact me and date me regularly. And are you, dear one, looking for a husband?
I am.
Okay, then the third part is, and you and I are working towards a marriage within a year. Put these in your own words.
Okay.
And if you're not interested in those three, I do not want to answer your calls.
Okay.
Thank you for reading this letter.
Okay.
Now, do you want to say something about that letter?
Not necessarily the letter. I guess, is this like what is the purpose of this letter? That's my question.
What is the what?
Ultimately. What ultimately is the core purpose of this letter?
If he wants you to be his girlfriend, fiance, future wife, he'll say, of course, I'll be monogamous, continuous, and long-term. If he just picks your cherry and is just simply treating you like a cheap, slutty sex partner that he abuses emotionally, that's the result, the answer to the letter. Are you willing to write it?
I'm willing to write it. I think the questions I have around this are, you know,
what are the questions?
So prior to this, he didn't have to con me. Like, we met through mutual friends, and
the con didn't happen until he knew he wanted a new con.
Yeah, I hear
I
what
want
you're
you to know that he was not accurate in his commitment. That's the con.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay. Right. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that, and then they dump you. Please, I suggest that you not have intercourse with any man without a promise ring, at least, to be his girlfriend with a symbol.
Okay.
Would you do that, please?
Yeah. I'm just curious what this letter, like, depending on, obviously, I understand, like, if the response I get back is no response, I know what that means. But I guess I just am trying to figure out how to navigate, because, it's inevitable
navigate
that I'm going to hear from him again.
Honey,
navigating, hearing
he doesn't
from him
need
again.
To hear from you again. He's already picked your cherry. All we're finding out is if he wants you back in his life, which he sounds like he wants to have you there, but I'm afraid he wants you there to abuse you.
Okay.
Use and abuse you. This letter will sort out that answer, and hopefully he'll either not respond to the letter, which means I don't want you. He will respond to the letter, but try to con you into sex without the commitment. Or, God willing, he will negotiate monogamy, continuity, and date you like a future wife till next year, and then he'll marry you. That's what we're finding out. Do you want to find that out? Do you want to find that answer out?
I do.
What I'm hearing is that you got a little too desperate for a boyfriend and you slid into a relationship in which he was conning you that he wanted all those things, but really didn't.
I mean, I wasn't looking for a relationship when I met him, so it wasn't, you know.
But I want you, because of what you said, you're vulnerable. For that reason, would you please get your birthstone or a little band, something on that third finger on your left hand, would you please get a promise ring, go steady ring like high school? Okay, good. That will tell him that you know, and it will tell you that you know, that you can't be a free, cheap wife, girlfriend.
Okay. Okay.
Good. Good, good, good. Have you read Getting to I Do?
I'm almost done with the book.
Teaching you what to do. I'm afraid he conned you into premature intercourse and your body bonded and you felt like you were in love. But we're sending him a letter that could give him a chance to keep you in his life as a girlfriend until he changes his mind and puts an engagement ring on your finger and sets a date next year.
Okay.
Is that worth it?
Yes.
Good. Then do it.
Will do.
Good.
Thank
you.
And if you
want, watch the movie Duty Dating because it's your kind of story.
Okay.
A client made it. Cherry Norris. What? Yeah, please do. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, caller. Okay, so the movie Duty Dating, by the way, if you do a Google search or any search, you can find it playing all around. And I saw hints that it might be playing even on Hulu and Netflix. But there's ways to look for it and find it online to watch it fully online. And it's a real cute movie. I think people would enjoy it. Because, well, you know, it's Dr. Pat's stuff. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. I went on my very first in-person date 2 days ago. And it was really nice. And the guy was saying all the things that I wanted to hear about, like, wanting marriage and wanting to be off the dating sites and wanting to find the one. And he was also like, he was also fully vaccinated, and I was too. So he hugged me, and he was being like flirty with me, and he pulled my chair close to him. And my question is, my sense is that that was 2 days ago. I haven't yet heard from him, but I'm calling.
You will give him 8 weeks to call you.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I have no worries about whether or not
you will not chase him, though, right? No chase?
No, I never do, never will. But my question
What is your question?
My sense was he really wanted to invite me to his house or have me invite him to my place, which I did not do.
Nothing wrong with that. He's a normal human animal.
Right. And I want to know, like, and he was even saying, like, when he asked me what it would take. And I said, I only want to be in a monogamous, committed relationship leading towards marriage. And he was like, yeah, I want that too.
Oh, my God. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Yeah. And so, but my fear is that what if he says all this and he runs out and gets me a ring and he, like, date number three, he wants to have sex. And I don't know him all that well.
Your instinct will tell you if you're comfortable. Your neurotransmitters, dopamine, norepinephrine, serotonin will gush through your nervous system and say, no, 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 or yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I feel attracted to
your body.
Well, my body keeps leading me astray. I keep ending up with narcissists.
I understand that, but that must be that you're either drinking when you're with them. Are
no,
you
drinking I never drink alcohol.
Anything?
I don't drink
okay.
alcohol.
Okay, so you're
sugar.
Sober. Are
Very
you
sober.
Desperate?
Maybe. I've always felt like I always want a man in my life. So I always have that sense that I'm incomplete without a man.
Well,
and
you know what? You're incomplete with a man, because when you give yourself away free, You're cheap.
Well, I did not do that. The last relationship, we got engaged. He got me the ring, and then he still cheated on me and was a narcissist.
I got news for you. So you had a man that didn't know how to love by making commitments. I've got news for you. There are many, many, many men picking cherries today.
And that's what I don't want again. But I don't want to.
Then why don't you make a commitment that you won't have intercourse without an engagement ring or a promise ring? Why don't you?
I did that last time, and I'm willing. I do that. I will do that again. And I just, my fear is he's going to run out and buy me a ring, and I'm going to bond to him. And
you want
to
know something? I want evidence. I don't want fantasy negativity.
Okay.
Every man and every woman has a right to be honest or a liar.
Yes.
Sorting them out is life's problems. Just be sure they do their STD tests, make sure they get their vaccinations, and above all, make sure they wear condoms to protect you from disease.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'll just date him and see how it goes. I was wondering if I should not go to his house if he invites me. But I
got news for you. Going to his house and not giving him intercourse and him not raping you is a sign he can keep an agreement.
Okay. Well, is there anything I can do to protect myself from him being a rapist? Like, if I go to his house, should I ask for his ID?
Don't drink alcohol or any mind-altering chemical. So that your neurotransmitters transmit right messages about him. Do you trust him? No. What in God's name did your father do to your mother and family that causes you to be so afraid of men? What did your dad do?
Oh, my dad was an alcoholic, a gambler, and I would say a sex addict too.
Do you understand your father was a girl? When men drink and use, they're girls. And when girls do it, they're boys. I'm afraid that men that are addictive feel like daddy. That's your script.
Yeah.
Read the book, Wounded Woman by Linda Leonard. I'm afraid you don't like men. Okay, you want another one?
Okay.
Fathers and Daughters by Appleton.
Okay. So do you think...
I'm afraid you've been... What?
So is there hope for me that I have this script?
Yes, there is, dear, and I'll tell you what it is. You have the guts to call me, and I have the guts to tell you that you were wounded by your father, but he was your father. So wounded men who are wounded like your dad, drunks, addicts, gamblers, they are the most physically attractive to your body because they remind your body of your daddy. And you're hoping, hope against hope, that one of those sick guys is healthy and doesn't do it anymore. If that's the case, go to some AA meetings and meet men there, because depending on how long they're sober, they're working on getting healed.
Okay. Yeah, I am in Al-Anon, and I go to AA, and I go to...
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Yeah. Now I want to tell you, don't have intercourse the first time without a promise ring, go steady ring, or an engagement ring. Don't. Just don't. I don't care if it's got diamonds.
Yeah, I never will. I that's not an issue.
You never will what?
I will never again have intercourse with a man unless I have a ring and he's willing to get engaged within the year.
Wait a minute. If it's in the first 3 months or so, a promise ring is enough.
Okay. Well, I did that with the last guy, and he turned out...
You know what? he was sicker than most.
Yeah. Okay.
But I want you to know you physically love being around addictive men. Their chemistry turns your body on.
Yeah, I think I'm very strongly attracted to men who are like do the love bombing thing when they're kind of aggressive and come after me. I've always found that very attractive.
Then would you please see that as a red flag of danger?
And then not go to his house, probably, right?
That's right. That's what your instinct's telling you.
Yeah, because he was coming on strong to me. He, like, pulled my chair over to him and...
I got news for you. He conned you.
Okay, so
even though Did your mother and dad stay married?
No, they divorced.
Did your mother leave or did your dad leave?
I think my mom left.
Did she get another man?
Yes. And then she left him too.
Is he the same kind?
Pretty much, yeah. But he's 90 years old now. And he seems well.
Does he have money?
Yes. His family's very wealthy.
So therefore, your mother is securely taken care of.
No, she got nothing out of it.
Oh, she didn't. Does she live with him? Is she married to him?
No, they divorced a long time ago, and she...
So she's alone. She's not married. What?
Right, yes. She's alone.
Okay, well, she needs to hear what I'm saying to you. Would you please stop marrying men with promise rings?
That's why I'm calling you, Dr. Pat. I want help with
that. I know that. Therefore, I want you not to have intercourse unless you have a symbol of at least girlfriend, boyfriend, and he introduces you as his girlfriend, not his friend.
Okay. Yeah, that it feels like he would do that easily and then maybe still be the same.
I know that, but they don't do rings because that's what people can see on your finger.
Okay. So, and if he seemed like he wanted me to cook for him, but I don't, can I tell him I don't feel comfortable cooking for a man unless I'm in a relationship with him?
With a promise ring or an engagement ring.
Okay, yeah, because I don't want to.
I'm not a free. I'm not a free lay. I'm not a free wife. I'm not a free girlfriend. I want my honorary title, my girlfriend so and so. My fiance so and so.
All right, I can do that. I just fear it'll
yes,
be the
you
same
can.
Kind of
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling and call back.
I will. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, caller. All right. Let's see what we've got shaking at our switchboard. And voila. Oh, don't forget to sign up. Oh, caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do have a question, Dr. Pat. I'm reading for the
second
time.
What is
it? It's a man's world and a woman's universe.
Oh, my that book is a summary of my work. Summary. Covers
it's
tools.
Beautiful.
Covers I-ness, we-ness, us-ness, families. Whoa.
Beautiful.
But it's very
I recommend
condensed.
It.
Did you?
Yes.
I want you to know I recommend it because I think God did a good job through me, period.
Yes. Yes. I love it. And Mike, this is
good.
My question. I would like you
What's
to.
What's your question?
My question is I've been having conversations with someone I met on one of the dating sites.
We're having conversations through emails and texts only for several weeks.
I don't care if it's smoke signals. I don't care what it is.
Yes. And
I'm glad.
And this is my question. I know nothing about him. I know nothing about him, only what's on his profile. And I'm not interviewing him.
Do you want to hire a detective? Do you want to hire a detective to research his background?
No.
Well,
no.
Then what do you need?
He does not ask me any questions, and he knows nothing about me. His emails are
Have you dated him?
So we're having conversations since February, probably 6 to 7 weeks, on and off.
He's interviewing you by just conversations without interviewing you for a job of wife. He's getting to know you as a friend. Please feel free to do so.
Okay. Because the emails are very, like, Hallmark cards. They're like, hello, I hope this email is finding you, you know, enjoying your day. He is courting you.
Building, the best marriages are built on the best friendships.
Right. So, but I did, you know, I don't want to relate with someone only through emails and text. So
I've got news for you. Pandemonic. We have a contagious disease killing us terribly in India.
Yes, I know.
So there is no way to stand on the ground of I want to see him. That sounds like you're horny for sex.
No, I want a friendship. I want, you know, commitment.
Then build
a
friendship on the email, text. You're building it.
Okay. I just
right now
didn't know if he was more like being the female in the relationship because
he is being hideously male, testing you and interviewing you. The female man doesn't even talk.
Right.
He said,
right.
You know, he'll say something, oh, I forgot my wallet.
Right.
Which means pay my bills, lady.
I was not sure because even like several times before the weekend, he'll ask me, you know, what my plans are for the weekend. And I'll say, you know, nothing definite, some shopping, you know, getting some fresh air.
Do you put in there dating?
Do I tell him I'm dating?
Dating Zoom-wise.
No, he hasn't suggested Zoom. So just this morning was the first email I got in almost a week. And I said, you know,
he's got 8 weeks.
I heard from him today, and I said, you know, thank
you
very much.
And that was 1 week since the last one.
Yes. I said, thank you very much for the nice words.
He was that's once a week contact is seen in the world as normal.
Right. Right.
Yeah. In the very beginning, there's a big rush for multiple dates, but not for long. The second 3 months are, I'm busy, but I'll see you on Saturday.
Right. So he's asking me what I'm doing for the weekend just to, like, sort of interview me.
And do you tell him, I'm dating, like I'm dating you?
No, I haven't. I'm not. I dated one person several months ago, and I did not have enough compatibility other than friendship. So I don't tell him I'm going on a date.
But you're not flagging men that you're dating.
How do I flag this gentleman?
Three men. Three.
Well, he would be my second. I try to get a third. It's not that easy. It's not.
I fully understand that. Have you gone to the Zoom site? The fun dot singles.
I live upstate New York, and that's. I did look on the website, and they seem to only have like a chapter in like New York City. I didn't see anything for like my surrounding town. So I'm pretty
much. Have you looked up any other Zoom sites?
No, I definitely will do that.
I want you to, because I want you to have three communicating males that you can say, yeah, I'm doing what I'm doing with you. I'm making friends with potential boyfriends.
So I should mention that. That's
why,
that kind
why
of.
Why wouldn't you do that? Because that's the truth.
Right. To me, I may think that that's sort of like manipulating him to, you know,
honey,
get in the game a little.
Educate him. Honey, what's wrong with manipulation?
Oh, really? Isn't it gamey?
No, it's manipulating. You know what games are? Games are when you manipulate and you don't know you're manipulating because you think it's the right thing to do. You're not manipulating. You're playing the game of catch me.
Okay.
So and from now on, when they say, what are you doing this weekend? Well, hopefully what you're doing right now. I'm talking to a man who may be interested in being my boyfriend, maybe even my husband.
Okay. But that's only if it's true. It's when I get the...
No, it isn't. No, it isn't.
No.
If it isn't true, what are you doing with him? Leading him on for nothing?
No, I don't want to tell him I'm dating on the weekend. I have a date if I don't have a date.
Why not? Tell
me
why not.
That's what I'm asking you. I call those
lies for love.
Oh, okay. I like that. I learned that from you, lying for love. I did. I do that.
I know that, but you forgot it because you thought it was immoral, unethical, illegal. Honey, lying for love is being courteous and being manipulative, but it's not gamey. It's trying to let them know you're available to them.
Okay. I like that.
Do you know how sensitive the soul of a man is, the anima? There's a wonderful book called Animus, and it's by Carl Jung's wife, Emma.
Yes, you taught me this, and I'm definitely aware.
How long have you known me?
7 or 8 years. I've read both books, and I've been listening to all the archives.
What do you mean, both books? Have you read...
I'm getting to idea.
Man's World? Have you read It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe? That's my last book.
Yes, I'm reading that for the second time, and I've read Getting to I Do twice.
Good.
And I just want to ask one more question, if I may.
What's your question? Yes, you may.
If it takes a year, if you have to go through 4 seasons to really get to know someone.
I don't believe in marriage in less than a year because you don't know them. You can have a narcissist, a sociopath, a psychopath, who's conning you, like a lady that was on the phone a little bit ago. Anyway.
Yes, I love her.
The reason for the year is a winter person may not be comfortable with a summer person because of the activities. I've got a couple that he wants a bedroom cold with no heat, and she wants it warm. they may not even be able to get married. What they're doing now is they're going to find a place to rent or engage wherein there's two bedrooms with two thermostats.
Right, right. Negotiate. You have to negotiate. And
you have to compromise. And sometimes we women have to acquiesce. You know the meaning of the word acquiesce?
Yes.
That's
do
my
something
favorite word.
Do something for someone else, even though, you know, you're not 100% with it.
Got it. That's right.
So then I would think you would want to
reframe.
You're
doing it for a reason.
Yes, for love. You're doing it all for love. And so then wouldn't you want to refrain from being sexually intimate for almost a year then if you want to go through the whole all the seasons with this person and not bond with someone that may change in 3 months?
I got news for you. I've got news for you. If you're talking to him, he's building an image of you. Have you met this man? Have you smelled him?
No, and I want to, but
are you guys...
I'm not. No.
Well, sometime you can say on somebody on the phone, maybe him even, what are you doing this weekend? To be very honest, I'm hoping a man will ask to see me. The virus thing is lightening up.
Yes, I did send him an email that said, I do like the text, I enjoy the words and the emails, but I do need to say something. Unless you plan to offer me a date or a phone conversation, I do not want to relate to someone in this way continuously. Let me know what you think about this.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Did he answer it yet?
Yes, he did. He said, I would love to talk with you. I did not want to be or seem too pushy asking you for your number.
Did you hear his shyness?
Yes, because he says also a date would be more than I could hope for. So isn't that...
Do you understand he has low self-esteem?
Yeah.
Will you please help that poor woman and that very nice man?
Yeah, so, well, he's 60, so I'm aware that,
he's right square in his andropause.
Right. So if he has low self-esteem, then is this something that I should be concerned about?
Not really, because you can manipulate him by saying, what am I doing this weekend? Praying for a man to ask me to go somewhere, to do something.
Right. And let him be the man by making the decision, inevitably.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. You got it.
Right. That's what I'm trying to do, because he looks like Lee Marvin. He's really good looking.
I think that's wonderful, except that good looks may have attracted a lot of masculine women that molested him sexually.
I hope not. But that's what I want.
Well, I don't mean that they made love to him. I mean they insulted him for not being assertive, because you're winding up into that position.
Right. And I have to...
Would you please take a nibble on his little fishing rod?
Uh-huh.
So throw me a line that he would ask, and I'll answer it.
He said that, he had gone to the dentist. He says, I'm back home now. It's raining pretty good up here. Perfect day for making a meal with that special someone and snuggling in together. Call me a dreamer. So how do I answer that?
So what would be an answer? I'd love to.
Even though I know nothing about him.
I want you to understand. you don't know anything, but I can guarantee you when you get to his door, you'll know everything within 3 minutes.
Right. Right.
Okay. I think I'm proceeding pretty well, and I will nibble. I'm going to try to nibble.
Please
this week.
Nibble. Please nibble.
I love you, Dr. Pat. I really do.
I love you,
you
too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless. Bye, my God.
God bless you. Bye.
Thank you, caller. Okay, so I want to remind everybody that Dr. Allen's doing very special groups, and we may have space in
please
our
leave
new
your message for 347.
You may have space in our elite group, and if you're interested, you can reach out via email to info@drpatallen.com.
Hi.
Also, get yourself on the waiting list. Hello, caller. You're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, sweetie. I do have a question for Dr. Pat.
All right.
Hi, Dr.
Yes.
Pat.
Hi,
I feel that you are awesome. And I feel that I have been through a journey with you. Listen,
good.
And now someone is dating me. I believe because of the way you describe, he's an alpha man. I don't believe I am an alpha woman. I don't have the description that you always talk about it.
I'm sorry, darling. Did you say, wait, did you say narcissist man and you don't believe you're a narcissist?
No, I said I believe someone is dating me, and by the way you describe it, he seems to be like an alpha man.
An alpha, okay, alpha. Thank you.
Alpha yeah. man simply Thank means you. That his brain is smart and his heart is sensitive.
Right.
He's both masculine and feminine. We all are.
He has both.
Men have masculine bodies, but feminine souls, anima. Women have feminine bodies, but masculine souls, the animus. Each one of these sides can marry somebody. A masculine person fits best with a feminine person, straight, gay, or lesbian. A sense of a leadership person needs to be with feminine, and a feminine person needs to be with a leadership person. We all need to waltz.
Okay. Right. Now, I don't believe I am an alpha. I don't believe that. My question is, how do you attract this kind of man? This is the first time I am someone like that is dating me. I never realized that I end up always dating very feminine guys.
Well, when you want to be a mama to a man, he's going to have to be a little boy to a mama. So do you chase men at all?
I had 3 years not chasing no one.
Okay. Do you go where they can chase you? Churches, dances, social clubs?
Central Park.
Where? Where?
I go to Central Park.
I didn't hear that
Central
word.
Central Park in New York. Central
oh, you go
Park
to Central
in
Park.
New York.
I understand that. I've been to New York. Therefore, do you flirt when you go there? Do you look in the eyes and smile and not talk first?
All the time. And this alpha man found me and talked to me. And my question is, how do you attract this? I mean, I never relayed with an alpha man before.
Well,
no one in my family is alpha.
You don't have intercourse till you trust him. And he is your boyfriend, your fiance aiming towards being your husband. You talk.
Okay. Talk.
Right. So because I'm not an alpha, I'm not like, I'm not going to be boring to him.
You what?
Because I am not an alpha, I'm going to be boring to him.
No, you won't be boring with him because very often alpha men don't like alpha women because they're too equal. Equal. Think, think, want, want, feel, feel, don't want, don't want.
Okay.
Very many men have alpha mistresses, but they marry betas because a beta appreciates an alpha better than some alpha women who compete with their alpha boyfriends and husbands.
Right. Okay.
I wrote a book. It's called The Truth About Men Will Set You Free, but first it will piss you off.
I got it.
So
I got the book.
You to know,
what I mean,
I know that you sound humble, and that's okay as long as you look up and respect him, but you don't mother him because you don't think well of yourself. You don't give away your body. You don't give away your cooking. You don't give away your money. Do you see?
Yes.
You take care of number one.
Me.
That's you.
Yes.
No, you don't have to be an alpha to marry an alpha. Many, many alpha men marry beta women. Alpha women do not marry beta men. Will not marry. Their ego won't allow it.
Right. Okay.
So you know what they do? You know what they do? They're mistresses to married men. Mistresses. Do you know what those are?
Yes. I've never been a mistress, but I know.
Yep. Mistresses get to ride on the sled of a man who thinks he's so hot stuff. You see? That he deserves a powerful woman, but he can't stand a powerful woman because they fight all the time.
Right.
They compete. I want, I want. I think, I feel, I don't want, I don't want. See, so why don't you respect the men you're with, even if they're alphas, and see where it takes you.
Okay, I keep doing that.
Good.
I'm working myself.
Good. Good luck.
I appreciate you so much. And you too.
Good.
Beautiful lady with a beautiful voice.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay.
Good night.
Call again.
Thank you, Carl.
Happy hunting. Happy hunting.
Definitely happy hunting. Okay. Let me see what's got happening. Anyway, info@drpatallen.com is the email. And you could get on our waiting list or even maybe into one of our groups. Okay, we've got another caller coming up here. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, yes. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi. I was wondering, when a man asks you to sell marriage to him, what do you say?
When he asks you to do what? Sell it?
Sell me marriage. Like, tell me why I should want to get married.
A man tells you that?
Yeah, he asks me
that. Because you don't want to get married.
I told him that's what I want with someone, you know? And in his view, he thinks that just living together is better than marriage. And so that's where our
mating. He wants to mate.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I have no problem with mating. I do have a problem a bit with it when there's going to be children. Children pay for mating more than. Louisiana is one of the few states that asks for a covenant signing up agreement. It used to be Louisiana, Arizona, Minnesota, and Michigan, where people got married religiously or legally, and then they got another document signed in which they said one person was going to be the bill payer and make the bills paid, and the other person was going to make a good home for a husband or a wife and kids. That's called a covenant relationship. So this man that you're talking about wants to mate, which is marriage, same monogamy, continuity, and longevity, with no government backups. The people that pay on that list are the kids they have, because the kids don't have financial backing other than a DNA that proves they're the child of this guy that doesn't want to marry. Marriage is not for men. It's for women and children. Men would like free wives. I love it when I hear men say, my baby's mama, my baby's mama. It isn't my wife. Baby's mama is a new title for a woman that gives a man a free baby.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? This guy is trying to tell you that you don't need that stupid piece of paper. You don't need that stupid piece of paper until your IRS or your this or that comes up. Or when I buried four husbands, and the government will come after whoever's left for any bills that the government has paid, which is their right. But I want you to know that legal marriage is a business. And I choose to believe, know him for a year, and talk about timing, space, where you live, money. How do we put that together? Do marriage like a business. Or if you do a mating, realize that you are not going to get backing unless it's DNA from the child. But if you didn't get the DNA from the dad, you got to sue him for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what do you say to the man when he says, I don't believe in marriage?
Well, we've been together for quite a while and did it
the
wrong way.
Are you living together?
No, but we've been seeing each other for 3 years or more. And
then you're mated. I have no problem with mating.
Yeah, and I try to move on because I want more than what he wants. So sometimes we get into little arguments and he says, well, I can't give you that, so let's end it. And then he will go,
okay, how old are you? How old are you?
I'm in my 50s and he's 60.
Okay. So you're both in andropause and menopause.
Mm-hmm.
So for what reason do you want to get laid or paid in a marriage?
Paid.
Paid.
But I have both feelings for him. We have very strong chemistry and he has.
Physically married. Physically, the animal part of your nature is married, bonded, and
is
he's in his 60s, so he's what?
Is that why I can't move on with anyone else? I tried to date
no,
and move on.
No, you can't.
But I
you
can't.
You have to, what you do, well, the only way you can do it is don't taste him, touch him, smell him, see him, or hear him, and also date other men that you are not attracted to, but they have money. Because you are bonded physically to this man, So the only other thing there is to marry is lifestyle.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
If a man has a good lifestyle, he would be a good mating partner.
Mm-hmm.
Does your man have a good lifestyle?
The one I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yes, he does. Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you have a mated marriage now.
And I think when he tells me, you know, I can't do this anymore, you have, you know, let's break off. Then he comes around a week later and says, you know, how are you? You know, are you doing okay?
I want you to know that what he's doing is what I just said to you. Threaten him with no sex and blocking him within 8 weeks. He'll find out how much he loves you. Or you'll find out how much you love him. Your body loves him so much, it doesn't care about your old age security.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's scary too.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But the way to do it is don't taste him, touch him, smell him, see him, or hear him. Minimum 8 weeks and up to 2 years, just like somebody dying on you. It takes 2 years to get over somebody you love dying. If you've been with them years, you know what I mean? You've been with him years. So why don't you just accept the fact that you're mated and that's the best you're going to deal, but have you saved any money or security or what?
Yes, but yeah, I just, and then he likes me to just be the one, you know, if I don't talk to him for say 3 days, he'll say, oh, I haven't heard from you in a while. I didn't know what was going on.
I'll tell you why. Like, I'll tell you why, because at his age 60, he's on estrogen now. He's more of a woman than you are.
Mm-hmm.
Chemically.
So he likes me to cherish
him. And men have to have a woman cherish them when they're older, or they die early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
There's 15 old ladies to every one old man.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And yeah, and I don't, and then he only says really nice things when we're intimate, you know, really special things. But when we're not intimate, it's like he's afraid to say those things.
I got news for you. He's afraid to see how much bonding he is to you. Do you understand he's a woman now and bonding to you?
Mm-hmm.
Ladies that are older gather up with other ladies and visit Israel.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be mated with a woman more than we need to be married to a man, unless we're poor.
Okay, because I really thought he was doing it because he doesn't want to say, well, this is your fault because you always want to see me. It's not like, you know what I mean? Like he puts it on me.
Darling, marriage is not for men. When a man marries, he takes on responsibilities for other human beings. When a woman marries, she's giving up a lot of independence.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think he does want responsibilities. Mm-hmm.
That's what he's doing. Now, do you need to be married or be poor, very poor when you're old? Are you poor?
Am I poor? I'm middle.
Okay. Can you survive on your Social Security or whatever you're making?
Probably barely. Like if I would retire, right.
Then do you want to go to crisis with this person? Crisis where you stop being sexual with him, sleeping with him. cooking
I've
for
tried, Dr. Pat, I've tried, and when he says, you know, hey, where are you? You know, we end up seeing each other, and then we go back to school.
No, you end up, wait. It isn't seeing each other. It's smelling each other. Do you know, do you ever see two dogs come together? What do they do? Smell each other's butts.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we women wear red makeup on our lips?
To seduce?
What does that red lips remind the animal in a man?
Of sexual...
Do you know that baboons and monkeys and chimpanzees, when they're in heat, their pussies basically gorge up with blood? The lipstick on your mouth is nothing different than the red on a baboon's butt signaling fertility.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like them apples?
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Nature is at the bottom of everything. Do you want to go to crisis with this man?
I want to, but I feel like I probably am too weak for some reason.
Then why don't you enjoy your life where it's at in a mated marriage and pray to God, literally, pray to God that another man comes up because you're a loving woman, committable. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Like he'll never be the one.
You,
is that what you're saying?
You and this man are physically in love with each other, and that's big time.
Mm-hmm.
But money's the other game. Sex and money are the two biggest dopamine producers, which make you happy. If you want to go to crisis, you can't smell him until you're married.
Until he would marry me? Oh, unless I marry someone
Vegas.
Else.
No. Okay. Well, if you married somebody else, he'd be out of the picture. By
right.
not having sex with him, by not smelling him, you're going to be available to other men.
Mm-hmm.
Physically,
okay.
mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Do you see
and
what
he
I mean?
Gets hurt if I want to date other men. I mean, he doesn't like it. He tells me not to and to see only him.
Yes.
So is that cheating? If I would date other men?
If you dated other men, you would be signaling that he's got to marry you or else. That's the crisis. Are you willing to get serious about finding a husband?
Yes.
Or do you accept this man?
Well, I think I accept... I'm going to have to accept him because I think I love him that much.
I got news for you. I don't blame you. And did I not say I don't see any difference between marriage and mating except financial security?
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, if you were poor, you would marry just to be not to be married. You would not threaten him. You would say, I'll accept what I'm getting.
Right.
So is
yeah.
it enough? Because I'm telling you, if you're okay with it, keep it. Don't go to crisis.
Yeah, because it hurts. It does.
I know it hurts, but if you want money badly enough, you go to crisis.
Okay. Yeah.
So why don't you do it? It's the 1st of May. Are you
mm-hmm.
going to be mated or married for May?
For May, I would like to lead towards marriage.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't want to go to crisis, dear. Every 1st of the month, I want you to vote mating or marriage.
Okay.
If you vote marriage, All you got to do is not smell him. You can answer his phone calls. You can talk to him, but you can't smell him.
Okay. Okay. I will try that.
If you will take me to Vegas and marry me, nothing needs to change except my feelings of being loved and cared for in my old age.
And then he says stuff like, is that an ultimatum?
And no, it's the price tag of a woman that says she needs to be married. I'm asking you if you're going to crisis. I didn't say go to crisis. I said marriage and mating are the same contract, monogamy, continuity, and longevity. The married one adds a document, and in Louisiana, it's two documents, one that they'll pay the bills or they'll cook. Usually the woman is doing the housekeeping, the agreement signed, and that means she can't work outside the house. She's got to sell donuts at the front porch. You see what I mean?
Right.
Okay.
All right.
So with that in mind, are you going to be wanting to go to crisis and stop having sex unless you're engaged with the wedding in Vegas as fast as possible? Or are you going to keep your mouth shut and be mated to him for the month of May?
Wow. I think I'm going to accept him as my mate.
Then that's what you're going to do happily for May. But the first of every month, I want you to vote so that you don't have to get crabby.
Okay. Then I feel that. That's a good way, because I do get those times where I'm like, I can't do this anymore. You know, I just can't do this anymore. And because I want more, you know.
Well, if you do, you go to crisis, and that's don't smell him until he marries you.
Okay.
That's all I'm asking. Smell. Not here on the phone. He can call you all day long. You can't smell anybody over the phone.
Right.
Texting. He can call to see if you're in bed with somebody else. You know what I mean?
Right.
But he won't like it if you're not sleeping with him, eating with him, you know, all the goody things.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I know where you're at, and I want you to remember I said mating and marriage are the same things without the financial backing.
Yes. Okay. I think that my religion and everything has come to marriage, and maybe that's why I think marriage is more important.
Honey, religion is not as valuable as money. Get real.
Right. Okay.
If you need money, get married. If you don't need money, stay mated.
Okay. That's a great thing to hear. Thank you for that.
Okay. Bye.
Right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Welcome.
Thank you, caller. Okay. That's like you say. Are we going to crisis?
What?
So, let me talk to Ronan at the switchboard and see what we've got shaken. And I actually have. Okay, we've got one more. All right. Let's see. He's getting it for us.
Hello.
Hey, caller. You're live with Dr. Allen in the hot seat. Got a question?
Got a question? Yes, I do. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. If you didn't call, we wouldn't have a show.
You're welcome. So I had an interesting conversation with a man who is dating me. We're about 4 months in, and he was really pushing to know how many ex-boyfriends I've introduced to my mom. And
good question. Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, and I said, well, what's the benefit?
He's interviewing you for committability.
Okay. And I said that I wasn't comfortable giving him that answer.
That's fine. I support you in that answer.
Because and I didn't say this, but his experience, he was married for 14 years, never dated anybody else. I've dated and never been married. So we come from different experiences.
It doesn't matter. He was asking the right question. He asked the right question.
Okay. What do you mean by he asked the right question?
He wanted to find out how many dicks had gone in your mouth, anus, and vagina.
Oh, okay. And so
called the bed check. What?
Oh, I see. Okay. He's
predicting your polygamous nature by how many men you've let in. But okay. You didn't tell him because you said
no.
That's not for questioning. And it isn't. So I support you in what you said.
Yes. And then what he proceeded to do was say, you're driving now because you will not give me the number of people. You're driving a wedge in this relationship. You've now created unbalance. I've given you information freely without you asking, and now you're refusing. So I'm never, ever going to tell you anything related to any of my past experiences ever again.
And you said?
I said, are you keeping score and punishing me for protecting myself?
And he was doing the same thing by asking you the question.
Protecting himself?
Or yes, from a polygamous woman.
I see.
Now, he bragged to you that he never screwed anybody else in his life?
Other than his ex-wife, is what he says.
He only had sex with one woman?
Correct.
I don't believe it.
That's what I said, because he's at an age where to me it seems...
Honey, I want you to understand... He's projecting his polygamous nature onto you. Since he's lying, you're lying.
Interesting.
He's a screwed up guy. What he did was, are you with him now?
Yes, I asked for time and space.
Okay, has he wanted in your body?
Yes.
Did you let him in?
Yes, after a commitment for monogamy, continuity, and then leading towards marriage.
So what is he not doing that I want?
What is he not doing that I want?
Yeah, either one of you. Why? It doesn't sound like you're going to tell him how many people have been in your body, and he's not going to do what? Marry you?
He hasn't said anything. I just got really uncomfortable. And after that point, I said, well, you know, I'm happy to, you know, talk with you. I've given you what I need in a relationship. Let me know what you need. And so
I need to know how many dicks have been in your body.
Yeah. And I said, no, but if you need any, you know, like, what are your wants, desires? And he said that he doesn't know because he's never been asked that. And I kind of get the sense that maybe he doesn't know what he wants or who he is.
That
which is fine.
Right, but you can't, what?
I said, which is fine. But I'm uncomfortable with him pushing for information and then getting upset. When I, you know, like, then he'll say, well, I need you to tell me you love me over and over again, all day, every day.
What I'm like, he's okay, saying if is I... you need, he's saying you need to mother me.
Oh.
He wants to be mothered. Don't.
Okay. No, I don't want to do that. Because so I said I'll do it to the best of my
he'll
ability.
He'll use the information against you.
That's kind of, I got that sense. Okay.
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 So? What are you going to do?
What am I going to do? I'm going to give it more time. And see if he does, in
is
fact.
Is the chemistry good? Is the chemistry good?
Yes. But I'm really turned off right now.
Who's turned off?
Me.
You're turned off.
I'm just turned off, yeah, by the situation.
Okay, then stay turned off until he melts.
What do you mean when he melts?
When he stops asking stupid questions of the past.
Oh, okay, yes, yes, okay, I can do that.
And you know what? He'll say, why are you turned off? Because you're harassing me over my past.
Yeah, okay. That does make sense.
I don't feel cherished.
I did tell him that, yes.
And unless I feel cherished, I can't feel sexual. So that's the way it is. I doubt if we're going to get very far like this.
No, I don't feel like we will unless something changes.
And you know what? He won't believe you, whatever you say in the way of numbers. Because I think he's been lying about not having sex with another human being.
Yeah. It's interesting.
So
that didn't occur to me.
I think he needs... He needs you to lie to
so
feel safe
can...
with you.
Interesting.
But I want you to outlive his guilt and shame until he says, all right, all right, all right, I don't care. As soon as he says that, he's going to be human. He'll never be able to use it. Well, did the other guy do that?
Right. I don't want to go down that road.
Don't go down that trip.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't
Okay,
care.
Perfect.
Will you do that? We're going to accept his right to be with you hostile and see how long he can handle a turned off lady. You.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That works for me.
It's going to work for him, too.
Yeah.
Let's see how long it takes for you to accept him with this contract.
Okay. Okay. I can do that. Perfect. Thank you
so
much.
Excellent. Excellent. Excellent.
All right. Have a good night, you guys. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
We hope you update us.
I will.
Bye-bye. Well, I know for sure, Dr. Allen, that he's not telling the truth about only having sex with one person, because I'm sure he had sex with himself first, because almost everybody has sex with themselves first. So
no, this
right
man
there, he's
has
already
set up...
got one strike.
What?
Go ahead. I said he's already got one strike right there.
Yeah, no.
What is that, Dr. Allen, that causes somebody to want to inquire about past lovers? And it almost seems self-destructive.
I like the fact of men interviewing, because I know men need to evaluate the virtuous nature. Men do not marry vaginas. They marry virtuous women. So this lady won't give him the data he needs to abuse her to keep himself from falling in love with her. he's terrified of her.
So, right, what, he'll come back and say, oh, you had sex with 27 people. Always having that way to lord over her.
That's right. If he has any number, he'll misuse it.
Right. Right. That's what I was thinking. So I have a real wild question from one of the men.
Wild question.
It's from one of the men in our audience. He says, I am 49. My girlfriend is 74. For the past 3 months, she's been staying with her 38-year-old son. And I found out today she's been sleeping in bed with him every night. I am very confused about what this is about.
Is he insinuating that they're having intercourse at that age?
I think that he is saying that that is a possibility. He's sending a message back. He said the mother had sexual intercourse with several of the son's friends in the past.
I understand that. That's simply a sex addict female. What's wrong with that?
He's thinking that he doesn't want to be with this person anymore because he feels that they're dishonest, and he thinks that the relationship of sleeping in bed with her 38-year-old son is strange.
No, there are parts of the country that the families sleep together for life. No, that's not it. It's what you do in the bed. That's what I'm saying. Wasn't somebody 80 years old, the mother?
She's 72.
72 is close enough. So what I'm hearing is that mother and that son may actually be comforting each other beyond belief as a family bed.
Oh, okay.
I am not a moralist. I'm a therapist. And the truth of the matter is, what people agree to sexually, if it isn't child abuse, elder abuse, disabled adult abuse, the government doesn't care.
Right. Got it. All right. He's saying he's breaking up with her anyway because it's giving him an absolute turnoff. Okay, so here's the next question from our Facebook people because we're running out of time. So,
by the way, that question really, really appealed to me at 87, which I'm going to be in a couple of months.
I know.
Another old lady. I don't have any sons, and I wouldn't be interested anyway. So, with that in mind. What's your next question?
A woman breaks up with a guy, and then she realizes she misses him. She's
you
had sex with him.
You know that happens a lot. That happens a lot.
I know it. I know it, Dr. Allen. He is as poor as a church mouse and divorced with 5 kids. She thinks he might have potential, but now all he does is text her stupid pictures. What does she do about that, Dr. Allen, now that she realizes she's terminated him before she was ready to?
She sends him a hi-bye letter in which she admits she made a mistake and would reconsider and accept her amends.
Oh, yeah. Well, I tell you, I knew you were going to say that, but I wanted her to hear it. Okay.
That's good.
And you know what? We don't have time for it, but I would definitely say go back in our broadcast and listen for that hi-bye letter format or call in next week and get the information. Until then, info@drpatallen.com is where you can send an email to get put on the waiting list. Sign up for one of our groups. We have new group. It's called it's very intensive, and it's incredibly amazing how intensive this group is. It's
special. They're very, very limited. I encourage everybody reach out to Sue at info@drpatallen.com and sign up for our newsletter at the website, www.drpatallen.com. You can find all of our products at oneistore.com. Dr. Allen, what do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself for anybody else is the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
That's the truth. We love you, everyone. We'll be back next week. Until then, be safe. Bye-bye.
Be well.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.